For the KBAA Newsroom, I'm Cameron Connor. Advocates say inmates who set fires and broke windows at the St. Louis jail over the weekend did so to protest inhumane conditions, including a lack of personal protective equipment to combat the spread of the coronavirus. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that a leader of the group, Ex-Incarcerated People Organizing St. Louis, said during a virtual rally Sunday that the uprising was an act of courage necessitated by inmates' basic needs not being met. More than 100 inmates broke out of their cells at the downtown facility on Saturday and smashed windows and set fires. A corrections officer was attacked by detainees and was hospitalized but is expected to recover. State health officials said Saturday that the first case in the state of highly contagious variant of the coronavirus has been recorded in Northeast Missouri. The Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services says in a statement that the variant of the virus was first identified last fall in the United Kingdom and had been confirmed in a person who lives in Marion County. This variant of the virus, which is believed to spread faster than the original coronavirus, has already been found in at least 33 states. Missouri tasked 9 regional groups across the state with making sure Black and Latino communities had equitable access to COVID-19 vaccines, but the effort is off to a slow start. Kansas City Public Media reported today that nearly 2 months into the vaccine rollout, 4 of the regional teams aren't yet operational. Just 5% of the doses in Missouri have gone to Black residents, even though Black people make up about 11.5% of the state's population. The theory behind the state plan was that a regional organization would know its area best, but regional officials say that the effort is being hampered by a lack of state funding and confusion about what they see as a vague state expectation. Missouri Republican U.S. Senator Roy Blunt is running for another term, and former Democratic State Senator Scott Sifton is challenging him. A spokeswoman for Blunt said today he's planning to run after Sifton announced he's entering the race. Missouri first elected Blunt to the U.S. Senate in 2010. He was re-elected in 2016. He's up for re-election in 2022. Sifton is the only Democrat so far to announce a bid for the U.S. Senate office. He served as a state lawmaker from 2011 to 2020, representing suburban St. Louis. I'm Cameron Connor, KBIA News, Columbia.